The news of today's attack in Paris is reverberating all over the globe. As we've been hearing, the magazine Charlie Hebdo is famous for lampooning everything and everyone. Inevitably, perhaps, the magazine came under especially intense scrutiny for its cartoons taking aim at Islam and the Prophet Muhammad and at Islamist extremists, which is why we want to go next to the Middle East. Jonathan Geyer is in Cairo in Egypt, where he writes about comics and caricature in the Arab world at Cartoon. I asked him about the reaction to the attack from cartoonists in the region.
There's just been an outcry of solidarity and support of the cartoonists of Charlie Hebdo, and real anger and disgust. A lot of cartoonists are saying, you know, we are Muslim and we support satire. We stand with free speech. It's just breaking news, obviously, but cartoonists are already beginning to post on Facebook and Twitter their illustrated reactions. One just posted by an Egyptian illustrator, you know, has a self-portrait with a pencil kind of facing a masked gunman, just saying, you know, in solidarity with the cartoonists in France. Another one has, this is by a Sudanese cartoonist based in Qatar, Khalid Elba, and he's sort of between a Muslim fundamentalist and the world represented by the Globe. The fundamentalist saying, you know, you're an infidel, and the world saying you're a terrorist, and the little Muslim guy in the middle says, I'm just a Muslim. So this is really the central tension right now, is that there are Muslims who support free speech, who support satire in every way, shape, or form, and it's a real struggle. As many Muslims are being painted as terrorists, cartoonists are really speaking up in support of their French counterparts.
Jonathan, the world's Carol Hills is with me in the studio. She follows, among other things, satire around the globe, and she actually knew very well some of these cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo.
Jonathan, just awful news today, but I wanted to ask you, you know, in the U.S. and in Western Europe, all over Europe, the media itself is kind of dancing around issues of self-censorship in terms of whether it's they're publishing the actual cartoons, the latest cartoons from Charlie Hebdo, which are anti-Muslim. Are you seeing the same kind of hesitation among Egyptian or Arab world newspapers?
Well, this is a fascinating case, in fact. One of the major independent Egyptian newspapers has just published a slideshow of many of the offending anti-Islam satirical covers from the magazine. And from what I can tell, this is unprecedented. Usually these things get talked about, but not actually shown. On the other hand, there's a pro-Muslim Brotherhood cartoonist who is based in Gaza, who is publishing these covers out of disgust and saying, you know, France is a democracy, but this is quite horrible. And she's publishing photos of the French occupation of Algeria, saying, you know, this is not a good thing.
Jonathan, I mean, we hear today that France, you know, its dedication to free speech and the First Amendment, can we call it. What do Arab and Muslim cartoonists say to you privately about what they see as the limits of satire, especially when it comes to depictions of the Prophet Muhammad?
So a number of cartoonists in Egypt and indeed across the Arab world have come under fire for so-called blasphemous illustrations. And under the presidency of Mohamed Morsi, who was this Muslim Brotherhood leader, many cartoonists were attacked for drawing something as simple as Adam and Eve, and Adam is construed as a prophet here, demanding respect. So what I would say is Arab cartoonists are very familiar with the perils that these French cartoonists face in the tragedy today. While not quite as stark, there haven't in recent times been violent attacks on Egyptian cartoonists, for example, but there are lawsuits, there are verbal threats. It is a dangerous profession. I think in America, we forget that, you know, taking risks of free speech and drawing whatever you want comes with a price, tragically. And these are struggles that on a day-to-day basis, Arab cartoonists are facing.
Jonathan, I just had one other question, which is, have you seen any kind of, is there kind of a counter-cartooning group of people who are more, they're not celebrating this attack, but they're supportive of clampdowns on people who satirize Islam?
Well, so there is a very conservative element in the cartooning world. I tend to focus on the more rambunctious and revolutionary guys. But of course, there are an old guard of cartoonists who believe in supporting the state and supporting the regime. But what's interesting is today is actually Coptic Christmas in Egypt. This is the Christmas holiday for Egyptians. And many cartoonists already yesterday had drawn cartoons showing Christianity and Islam hand in hand, Muslims wishing Christmas wishes to their friends and families. So there is a kind of solidarity that exists in Egypt irrespective of these issues.
Jonathan, one more question, casting your eyes on social media. I mean, extremist groups like ISIS are well known to be social media savvy. Have you seen any of these radicals or any opinions celebrating the Paris attack?
Allegedly, some ISIS supporters have alleged that the attack was part of the Islamic State's campaign, but I tend to discard a lot of the social media chatter from terrorist groups. A lot of it has a knockoff effect of rumors and hearsay, and I wouldn't trust it. Unfortunately, you can't really interview or speak to these terrorist groups, but there is just something surreal about this battle playing out on social media about who, why, and when this attack happened today.
Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Marco.
Jonathan Geyer writes about comics and caricature in the Arab world at Cartoon.